Are we on the record yet, Beth?
Yes, we are.
All right. I'll call the meeting to order, and I will signal a gavel. Bang. All right. So at this point, Beth, why don't you walk us through what we have so we can set the record for anyone that might be listening or want to do any research in the future.
Perfect. So today we have on OLIS and available to the members ahead of time a draft statement here, as well as we have some basic rules for ballot measures for the committee to operate on under this meeting. So I think the first thing on the agenda would be an organizational meeting to adopt the rules, and then we'll open a work session to draft the legislative argument in support for ballot measure 87.
All right, so the chair seeks that motion to open the committee rules process.
So moved.
So moved by Representative Barnhart. And any objections? Not hearing any. So ordered, gaveled. We now have the committee open for the purpose of adopting rules. And Beth, do we have a set of rules that that are somehow... within the record?
Yes. So there is a set of rules on OLIS, as well as in the email that I sent out to you, that first email today. That's just some standard rules. If you want, I can go through them for you, or if you're comfortable and have reviewed them, we can go ahead and seek a motion to adopt rules.
All right. What I'd like to do is just confirm for the record that what we have are the uniform rules that have been used for these type of committees, and there's nothing out of the ordinary that has been put into those proposed rules?
Correct. These would be the same rules consistent with with previous cycles of legislative argument and support committees.
Okay. So the chair will go ahead and just for purposes of moving forward, we'll move for the adoption of the proposed rules for the committee to carry out its task. Is there any objection to that motion? All right, and not hearing any. And since this is my phone, I think we should probably just do voice votes just to make sure we cross the T's and dot the I's. So, Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Hovey?
Is he still here?
Are you on mute, Representative Hovey?
Aye, I'm sorry.
All right, and the chair also votes aye, so it's unanimous. And at this point, we do have rules. I'll close the organizational meeting for the purposes of adopting rules, gavel. And at this point, it looks like I will gavel in an open work session for the purposes of drafting the statement in support of IRR 403, also now known as ballot measure 87 for the 2014 general election. Beth?
Mm-hmm. So, committee members, the task in front of you today is to draft a legislative argument in support of ballot measure 87. The definition, or the directions, excuse me, that are given to you in statute is that for any measure referred to the electors by the Legislative Assembly, an argument prepared by the Legislative Assembly in support of the measure may be printed in the voter's pamphlet. The size of your statement is also restricted by statute, that the length of the argument may not exceed 325 words. I believe Senator Brzozinski has prepared a draft statement for you to kind of look at and consider as a starting point, and then you guys can discuss what changes or whatever you want to do. You are at 254 words with a statement that is on OLIS and in your email as well.
Okay. So, just to set a record, I was asked by administrative personnel or employees to make if I wanted to put together some type of a draft proposal for the committee to consider. I do want to put on the record that I did accomplish that, and then referred it to the primary requester of the resolution, Circuit Court Judge and Presiding Judge Karsten Rasmussen. He in turn looked at it and made some edits and modifications, suggestions to me, as to thinking that it would come out with a little better reason why the legislature was moving in the ballot measure forward with the author. in the military, specifically in the capacity of reserve officers or reserve military personnel, and also teachers at the public university. So based on what he made as suggested changes to my original draft, I have forwarded it to the committee for its consideration, and that's what we have before us at this point. So with that on the record, I guess for either the representatives, if you would like to maybe, I mean, I can go into more detail as to what it says and why I think it's appropriate, but I think I'll just leave it since y'all hopefully have had a chance to at least read through it and have any questions. Now, for Representative Hovey, just bring you up to speed, if you did not get to see the explanatory statement, Representative Barnhart and myself were on that committee, so we're a little bit more familiar with the language that was adopted as the explanatory statement. And I had used that as my, my template to put together the draft that I shared for comment and consideration by Judge Rasmussen.
Thank you, and I have a quick question for Beth.
Mm-hmm.
On relating to the screen that I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my understanding that we have a screen that shows this language.
Yes. So if you should be looking at my computer screen that I'm, so right now, can you see me highlighting text?
I can, but it's very minute on my screen. It's not like filling in the screen. So since I helped Phil Barnhart with getting logged in, can you help me expand that screen?
Can you look at your monitor, Paul, and see if there's not a thing to increase the size? I'm using a tablet, and I actually just spread across my fingers across the tablet, and it expanded. It. Looks like we're
that's
down
how
the
I'm doing.
Driving.
Yeah.
So I could make mine a little bit bigger. I think you can, like, on my mouse, if I hit, is it Control, Zoe?
You can scroll.
Yeah, it must be something at my end.
Yeah, you can scroll to make it bigger.
I'm not able to expand the window. I can see your screen getting larger and smaller, but that window is a very small portion of my screen.
You can also make it full screen.
Oh, I see what you're looking at.
You can make it full screen.
Yeah, there is a very small window in the corner. If that's what you're looking at.
How did you make your smaller, Zoe?
You're going to need your glasses.
Okay, hang on just a sec. Hang on just.
There's another much larger window, and maybe it's hidden
somewhere. Yeah, so my mouse has like a rolling ball on it that allows me to make my screen bigger.
And I guess the other thing for what I learned from the last time we did the Join Me is that I cannot actually move anything on that screen. We have to rely on Beth to do the driving.
That's correct.
Of course, she sent us a complete text recently, and I've seen it
before. The text should have come out to all of us last night. Richard Donovan was going to forward it, and he did forward it to us for our review. And I'm looking to see.
And it's in the email that I sent this morning as well. And then apparently in the middle of your...
I have read it, so we can probably move forward.
So in the middle of your Join Me icon, there's a magnifying glass that I think, so it should be right in this kind of area. There's a magnifying glass that you can click that and try hitting.
I did it for me. Thank
okay.
you.
Sorry, unfortunately, my screen looks a little bit different than yours with the commands.
Yeah,
okay. I'm with you now.
Okay.
So I have one question about the language, if that's all right.
Sure, and for the record, for all of us to follow and to make certain that we capture it for historical purposes, if you can rely on, it looks like now we have lines, so that might be the way to do it. As to what where you're going to ask your question
okay.
about.
I just have to scroll down on the page to find the right line now.
Hopefully, I don't make anyone car sick with my scrolling.
guess I'm not, you know, I may not be seeing it. It was language that said the Oregon legislature had determined.
Okay.
And I'm not.
So page 1, line 20.
Line 20 on page 1.
What page was it? There it is.
Line 20?
Yes. So my question really was, has the Oregon legislature determined that, or are we asking the Oregon voters to determine that?
From my perspective, we determined that because we made the vote, affirmative vote, to move it to the voters to consider making the modification.
The Oregon legislature voted to send it to the voters to determine, or did we determine it? I guess it's just a matter of semantics.
Oh.
Does it take the approval of the voters to determine it? Or did the Oregon legislature just vote to send it to the voters to determine?
I would say we determined it, because part of my argument for bringing it forward, I laid out the case on the record that how students who are participating through a public, in this case law school, were disadvantaged to the other two law schools that are private, and that this was basically, it says parity, but a fairness issue to ensure that the students would actually have, quote unquote, equal access to individuals who are, you know, judges with that experience.
Okay.
Now, that point was also made on the House floor before the vote. So I think it's adequately in the record that the legislature did make this determination that students at public universities have fewer opportunities, and that's what the sentence says.
Right. I was just trying to clarify that what the Oregon legislature voted on did determine this, as opposed to having the voters to determine it. That's my only.
Well, what we're asking the voters to do is to actually amend the Constitution so that the difference in opportunities goes away.
Okay.
And it also really approves what we did, because they're the only ones that can make the change to place it into the Constitution. We can only recommend it to them.
Right. So we're not determining the change in the Constitution. We're just okay. I think I am fine with that. That was my only question.
Okay. Bill.
I'm sorry, I read this thing pretty carefully. There's a couple of spots where it occurred to me that we might insert the word teacher, where it talks about the judges working for the universities. But in another sentence, or immediately after that, it is referred to as teacher. So I think it's clear enough, but that's the only thing that I was wondering about, because as I understand the resolution and the measure, it doesn't allow judges to do any old thing at universities. It allows them to teach.
That would be my perspective as well, because we've made that pretty clear on the Senate side over the course of the hearings, as that they would be.
I think the language says that too.
Yeah, you know, and looking at what Beth has right now, we're on line 18. It starts off and says currently some judges, you know, volunteer as teachers. And so I agree with that. And the one thing I was concerned with, I wanted to ensure on that next line, line 19, where it says state judges can be compensated by private schools, that we did not, let's say, give the impression that the state court judicial branch would be paying judges to teach at schools, that they would actually be being compensated by the educational facility that they were teaching at. And I think that's covered pretty well there. And I'd ask for y'all to just, you know, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, you know, you could fix that easily enough by changing it from a passive to an active sentence. by saying something like private schools and colleges can pay state court judges for teaching. And that removes any question about who's doing the pay. I think the other sentence means the same thing, but it may trip up some people.
All right, so the second sentence, or the original sentence says state court judges can be compensated by private schools and colleges for teaching. Would it be better to maybe just add on to that, putting a conjunctive there and say, but they cannot, currently they cannot, you know, be paid through by public schools or something to that? Or what do you think, Phil?
Well, I would take the word they out and insert
judges,
state court judges.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets cumbersome, but you don't want anybody to wonder what the they refers to.
Yeah, no, I understand that. We have the word enough words to spell it out.
Yeah, so, and then you don't, if you do that, you don't need my sentence. You can leave that, the one that starts with the word private, you can leave that out altogether.
Okay.
Because otherwise it's duplicative. I would add for teaching. Can I be paid for teaching by public schools?
Well, but if you say that, aren't you then potentially leaving the open that they could be getting paid for something else besides teaching?
Well, you're right. You're right.
Leave
that out. Yep, you're right.
So let's just think about this for a second. If we do what we have right now at that with that additional part on that original on that sentence there, I'm almost thinking that the next sentence that starts at the very end of line 20 may need to be or should be broken out as a new paragraph, and so it kind of gives it a little break there. Because our determination is actually based on that, but it doesn't need to be in the same paragraph. I think it would be easier to read.
Oh, yes.
And Phil, I'm going to start with you. Paul, I know that you're following us on this. But on that addition that we have on that line 20 that's in red, is there anything else we want to put in, like another sentence that carries that out? I'm just thinking, let's see.
Do we need to address the military at all in this? I don't see the compensation for military in there anywhere.
I am not sure how that works at this point, based on what I've been told that they are not. I'm not sure. I don't want to put something, I'm very uncomfortable trying to put something in that I'm not sure what, if any, compensation is being received. I believe this may be one of those scenarios that when we were looking at it specifically, if you remember, this has been a resolution before the legislature previous sessions. We were talking about just the public university scenarios, and then in some research it came up that we may have a problem for current judges who are in fact serving in the reserves being considered to be two branches of government. And that was, I think, one of the issues that was brought forward as to why we wanted to be inclusive in making certain that those who are serving in the military department would not be hung up on the separation of powers. Well,
you know, the 25 and 26 describe what you just said perfectly.
Yeah. So maybe we just leave it as it is.
Now the funds to pay military personnel come from the federal government, but I suspect they do run through the state budget, and that becomes the issue where there's a question there.
And that's why I brought up the idea. I mean, you're mentioning, you know, compensation from the public and private schools, but not from the military department. You're just saying
I am on, let's say, uncomfortable ground, not knowing exactly all the protocol of that, and that was not discussed in any detail during the, at least on the Senate side.
Well, what we do know for sure is that if this measure passes, any question about that goes away.
Yeah.
That's what 25 and 26 says.
Right, and I think that's why at the very beginning of the statement it talks about making technical changes as to just ensuring that there isn't, let's say, misinterpretation. So, Paul, I'm going to say I'm very uncomfortable trying to address or say this means they're going to get paid, because right now they may be getting compensation in some sense.
I completely understand. I just offer that maybe in the last line on number 26, instead of may continue to do so, just eliminate continue to, and just they may do so. I mean, are you precluding judges in the future from serving?
Right. No, I can go with that. I understand that. Yeah, we're not saying that new judges shouldn't be able to do that. Clearly, they will be able to do that with the passage of this.
Right. So I would go ahead.
And it is possible that a court might find that what we're doing now in that regard is acceptable. Anyway,
yeah. So,
the reason for passing this piece involving National Guard isn't because we think what we're doing now is illegal. It's because we don't know for sure.
And that's correct. And I think the other part that what we could do is if we took continue to out, may do so, then you could actually extend that and saying without violating or be, violation of the separation of powers clause, if you think that would be informative.
Boy, I don't think so.
Okay. Let's just leave it, may do so, period.
You need to put so back in.
Thank you.
There you go. Yeah, and this way we don't make any judgment on whether the existing practice is proper or not under the current law.
Right.
And I think that's a big catch, Paul.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I think it does make certain that we're not somehow prescribing which judges can now or in the future. And as you said, Phil, I think it also leaves it neutral as to what is or isn't correct or appropriate under the current Constitution as to whether it would be a problem or not. But there's been no challenge that we know of at this point.
Right. Well, I think it's very, very good arguments to be made that there isn't a problem. But this way we avoid, we don't get into that issue if this measure passes.
Well, I'm just glad we could eliminate continue to, because I think that eliminated future judges. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Thank you, yes.
What other suggestions?
Well, I just wanted to note that I really like 27 and 28 because they really encapsulate the whole point of it.
Yeah, yeah, and having it there, it really didn't need to be on line 26 anyway.
Right.
And then I think it was also appropriate, as we have did in the explanatory statement, to at least acknowledge that the measure deals with the rescinding the old language that was in, was it 34?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, good. It's got to have that in there somehow, simply because the measure as written in the ballot contains a lot of language about Measure 34. People are going to wonder what that is.
Yeah. So I'm fine with it as it is. I think it gives the It's a recognition that, as you said, Phil, that we needed to do regarding why we were addressing SJR 34 in what's now ballot measure 87. But we're not dwelling on it because, as we did through the explanatory statement committee process, just decided that was just going to maybe open up more confusion.
Yeah.
So would you like...
Is it appropriate to move the acceptance of the statement as we have changed it?
Yeah, and I think it is. So if you're making that motion, then what I'm going to go ahead and do when Beth, once you finish driving, what I was going to say is that we have a motion to amend the proposed draft language, which is that was submitted for our consideration as a committee, as it was changed through our decision or our conference. And I'm looking at, I know now it's in clear form. So I guess now it looks like
would you like me to
we incorporate it would be found on the current version that's in front of us on lines 19 and 20, as well as the formatting of the rest of that paragraph into a second or a separate paragraph starting on line 21, and then also making the change on line 26, taking out the words continue to, if I remember correctly, were the two words we moved.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is the motion, and is there any other discussion? And then regarding a vote, I think, again, we need to do a voice vote. So Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Hovey?
Aye.
And the chair also votes aye to the amendment. So it has now been received and is the legislative argument in support of ballot measure 87. And I'll gavel, meaning we've accepted it, so ordered, and it's approved. And at this point, Beth, this will be the language that we will be submitting to the Secretary of State's office for the legislative body for the Assembly as to the argument in support of. And what do you need us to do? And I see now you're showing that we do need to be signing.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you want us to do this?
So, committee members, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, as soon as we end this call, I'm going to remove the line numbers on the left-hand side that were just there for your conversation purposes, and then I'll email this to all three of you. If you can either sign it and scan it and send it back to me or fax it back to me. The deadline is Tuesday to have these submitted to the Secretary of the State. So does anyone think it's going to be a problem to do that by then?
No, in fact, for myself, if you're going to be able to get on this today and complete it, I will definitely try to get it back to you today. Knowing my potential limitations as to scanning and sending it back to you electronically, when you send this to us, could you please give us the fax number that you'd like for it to come to as the alternative?
Yes, of course. Does anyone else have a problem with access to fax or scanning?
This is Paul. I'm sure I can make one of them work.
it's problematic, you know.
Well, if all three of us are on the call and we got Beth helping us, I think we can get it done. But hopefully we'll be able to venture boldly on our own on this one.
Yeah, I should be able to have it done in a matter of a few minutes.
Okay, perfect. So I'll do that right now. So if you are comfortable, you've already adopted the measure as your... legislative argument and support. So unless there's anything else, you can adjourn. If you want to stay on the call while I do send this to you, you're more than welcome.
Beth, I just want to say that that you and Senator Pazonski have run a very expeditious meeting, and we're done in less than 35 minutes. I think that's wonderful.
Well, thank you very much.
That sounds great. We can carry on. So with that, the chair is going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting, unless there's anything else. Paul, was there anything else you wanted to add before we adjourned?
No, Senator. I appreciate your hard work on this.
All right. Well, thanks. Okay, so we're now adjourned. Beth, thank you very much for all of your assistance, as Representative Barnhart has said, and we'll do our part.
And I echo that too, Beth. So.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So thanks, and we'll try to get these back to you so you won't get jammed up.
Perfect. I'll send them within 5 minutes.
All right. And let's see, Phil, you're going to be at that the parade in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll check them. I'll check them.